WREF 97.7 FM, ESPN Radio, and listen to TheRef.com presents the Central Football Show featuring comments from head coach Brandon Artis. This show is brought to you by ERA First Advantage Realty, Max Deadman Agent, Gary's Body Shop, by a World War Trophies, Evansville Estate Emporium, and by United Fidelity Bank. Now, here is your host, Dan Okerski. You're listening to Week 6 of the Central Football Show here on WREF 97.7 FM. Listen to TheRef.com and the WREF mobile app. Filling in for Dan Okerski for the second straight week, I'm Brad Klein. We're going to hear from Brandon Artis, the head coach, in a moment as he tells us what we need to know about the 60-7 loss from last Friday against maybe the best team in the area in the Wrights Panthers. Wrights is still undefeated. Central looking for their second win of the year this Friday against Jasper. Head coach Brandon Artis will tell us about that game, the scouting report against the Wildcats on the other side later on in this program. All that is brought to you by our prize sponsors, ERA First Advantage Realty, Max Deadman Agent, Gary's Body Shop, United Fidelity Bank, Evansville Estate Emporium, and Award World Trophies. We'll take a step aside, and Brandon Artis will join us later on right here on WREF 97.7 FM, The Ref. Always the right call.
Hi, this is Shelley. The Evansville Estate Emporium has a 6,000-square-foot store filled with an ever-changing selection of antiques, vintage collectibles, and home consignments. We also do estate sales and online auctions. Follow us online so you don't miss out.
Hard hits happen on the field. The last place you want a hard hit is on the road. But if it happens to you, it's time to get to Gary's Body Shop. At Gary's, we take time to meet you face-to-face, find out exactly what you need, and treat you like family. Gary's certified professionals will make sure your vehicle is fixed the first time or we'll make it right. So if you had a hard hit on the road, call a timeout and get to Gary's Body Shop. 1723 First Avenue, just south of Diamond Avenue.
If you are buying or selling a home, Max Deadman of ERA First Advantage Realty and the Crick team is always ready to help. Timing is so important when dealing with a home, and so is having the right person on your side to guide you through every step of the process. Give Max Deadman a call today at 812-319-4846. Again, that's 812-319-4846, or reach him by email at max.deadman@erafirst.com. Simplify the process today and move with Max.
Hey, I'm Julie. We'd like to invite you to experience our little piece of shopping heaven. Evansville Estate Emporium has antiques, vintage collectibles, home consignments, local art and crafts, and more. Come see us at 1732 West Franklin Street. Follow us online to find out about upcoming auctions and estate sales.
Back here on Week 6 of the Central Football Show with the head coach, Brandon Artis. I'm Brad Klein. Happy to be with you. Hey, coach, really appreciate your time.
No problem. Thank you, sir.
You guys had, I don't want to call it a luxury, but certainly the experience of playing maybe the best team in the league last week took the loss. But what did you learn about yourself? Because when you play a team like Wrights, I'd imagine that's a nice barometer, a nice litmus test for where you guys really are.
Yeah, I think that what we learned the most is we got some work to do. I think that's our biggest takeaway from the game on Friday, is that we got some work to do. And the good thing is we still got time, so that's my takeaway.
Oh, look, we're here on a Monday. It is the first business day since the game on Friday. Now, you have an entire week to prepare for Jasper. We'll talk about Jasper later on in the program. But after that game against Wrights, you look at the film. What sticks out as far as that work? What specifically do you think you'll be focusing on this week as far as work to do?
We got to tackle and make plays and be willing to tackle and come up and make plays. I mean, we knew that Wrights would run the ball. They were down to the third string quarterback. And not saying that they wouldn't pass or he couldn't pass, but they really didn't have to. I think they passed twice maybe the entire game. And just being willing to just step up and make plays. We watched the film. This is a couple weeks in a row where guys are in position to make plays. It's not happening on our end. And so as coaches, we got to go back to the drawing board and try to figure out how we can simplify things and make it easier for our guys to be in position to make plays.
Brandon Artis here on WREF, the head coach of the Central football team that is now 1-4 after a loss against Wrights on Friday, and trying to figure out what's next for this team, because like you said, Coach, there is so much time. You still have basically the second half of the year to improve upon the things that maybe you saw on tape from that Wrights game. But again, Wrights is so, so good. What do you see from that tape? Because you guys did score that first quarter touchdown. What do you see from that game that you walk away maybe not happy with, but content, and say, okay, in that regard, we're fine?
I think that as far as, like, game plan, we had a pretty nice game plan. I mean, we had guys running downfield. We had some things that we wanted early. A lot of people don't realize we were down to our third quarterback as well. The guy, Devin DeJarnette, that threw the touchdown pass. He's our third-string quarterback. So, I mean, it's just we understand that when we execute, we can do some things. The problem is, why aren't we executing at a high level? And it's just, for us, I just get back to just the mentality. It's taking more time to reframe the brain, right? When you're so used to things not going your way, when they don't go your way, it's like, here we go again, right? And so how do you fix that mentality? And I think that starts with us at the top as coaches. We have to keep our heads when things aren't going well. I'll take full responsibility as the head coach. It's on me. It starts with me. And so I got to figure out how to change this thing around. So that's what I'm trying to work on.
Brandon Artis, the head coach for Central here on WREF, week 6 of the Bears football show. We're back in a moment right here on WREF, 97.7 FM. The ref, always the right call.
Hi, this is Shelley. The Evansville Estate Emporium has a 6,000-square-foot store filled with an ever-changing selection of antiques, vintage collectibles, and home consignments. We also do estate sales and online auctions. Follow us online so you don't miss out.
You've heard people say,
I've got to get to Gary's.
But why is it important to get to Gary's Body Shop when you need auto body work? Because Gary's Body Shop is locally owned and a proud supporter of our community for more than 25 years. Plus, you'll work directly with the owner. But most of all, because when you go to Gary's, you know the work will be done right the first time, or we'll make it right. So when you need quality body work and collision repair, get to Gary's. Gary's Body Shop, 1723 First Avenue, just south of Diamond Avenue.
If you are buying or selling a home, Max Dedman of ERA First Advantage Realty and the Crick team is always ready to help. Timing is so important when dealing with a home, and so is having the right person on your side to guide you through every step of the process. Give Max Dedman a call today at 812-319-4846. Again, that's 812-319-4846, or reach him by email at max.dedman@erafirst.com. Simplify the process today and move with Max.
Hey, I'm Julie. We'd like to invite you to experience our little piece of shopping heaven. Evansville Estate Emporium has antiques, vintage collectibles, home consignments, local art and crafts, and more. Come see us at 1732 West Franklin Street. Follow us online to find out about upcoming auctions and estate sales.
Back here for week 6 of the Central Football Show with the head coach, Brandon Artis. I'm Brad Klein. Happy to be with you now, Coach. Before the break, we were talking about the Wrights game and certainly some things that you guys are trying to work on. But then again, you guys were dealt a pretty bad hand in the fact that you're playing maybe the best team in the area. You're also shorthanded at quarterback, like you said, down to your third string. Devin DeJarnette comes in, and he's the one who threw the touchdown pass, third string quarterback. How would you evaluate his performance in a really, really tough game and a really tough atmosphere?
He played really well. It was a big ask for him. It was his first game back. He's been out for a couple weeks as well. And so just stepping up when Kano went down for the little bit of time he did, and just not being afraid of the moment. He's one of those kids that'll do anything that we ask, no complaints. He's a hard worker. So I have extreme confidence in him. He's one of our playmakers, so our goal is to try to get him the ball as much as possible, get the ball to him in space, and put him at quarterback. He can do some things. He's a very dynamic athlete. He's a really good baseball player as well. So he's just one of those kids that you just gotta, that will do whatever it takes, to be successful. And so I'm proud of him, and I appreciate him for wanting to step up, because when Kano went down, he gave me that look like, coach, I'm ready. So
Look, the score is what the score is, but that's a really tough, like you said, tough ask for Devin, but also a tough ask for the team, because you're playing, again, Wright, but the guys around, the other 10 on the field, on the offense specifically, they see that you guys are shorthanded at quarterback, and not that they don't have faith in Devin, but it's just the reality. When you're shorthanded at any position against a team like Wright, it's going to be difficult. How did the other guys on the roster, specifically the other 10 on offense, respond, at least mentally, and what did they show you?
I mean, we responded. So Kano goes down, a bunch of flags is thrown, and then a couple plays later, we score a touchdown, right? And so we responded well. And then Kano did come back in the game. It's just the problem with us is when things go wrong. So we responded well, right? And then they get the ball right back, and then they score within a couple plays, and it's like, here we go again. Right, and so it's like pulling and tugging on ourselves, it's just emotional roller coaster, if that makes sense.
No, it certainly does.
It's just trying to figure that out. So, like I said, that's on me, trying to figure out how to put my guys in the right mindset.
Could we expect to see Devin behind center later on this season as well?
Devin, moving forward, it will be a kid that he's going to have packages where he's going to be doing some things where he's going to play all over the field. Mindset moving forward is the best players is going to play, no matter what the optics are. We got to put guys in position to be successful. And if that's Devin at quarterback, if that's Kano at quarterback, if that's Hunter Brochiers when he comes back, I think he'll be available this week if that's him. But ultimately, whoever gives us the best chance to win on Friday night, that's what we're going with.
Brandon Artis, the head coach for Central Football here on WREF, week 6 of the Central Football Show. And we're back in a moment talking about next week against Jasper right here on WREF 97.7 FM. The Ref, always the right call.
Now is the time to make the change, and Gary's Body Shop has a new career for you. If you're an experienced auto body tech, make the move to Gary's Body Shop. Gary's Body Shop offers competitive pay based on your experience, including paid holidays and a great atmosphere. If you're ready to make the move to Evansville's premier locally owned body shop, get to Gary's. Submit your application in person or online at Gary's Body Shop 2020@gmail.com. Gary's Body Shop, 1723 First Avenue, just south of Diamond Avenue.
If you are buying or selling a home, Max Dedman of ERA First Advantage Realty and the Crick team is always ready to help. Timing is so important when dealing with a home, and so is having the right person on your side to guide you through every step of the process. Give Max Dedman a call today at 812-319-4846. Again, that's 812-319-4846, or reach him by email at max.dedman@erafirst.com. Simplify the process today and move with Max. Award World Trophies and Gifts is the tri-state area's premier destination for celebrating success and finding the perfect gift. Whether you're recognizing achievements in sports, business, or personal milestones, they have you covered. Located at 700 North Weinbach, this unique gift shop offers a wide selection of trophies, plaques, ribbons, and a variety of thoughtful gifts to say congratulations in style. With the latest engraving technology, they can personalize any award or gift and make it truly special. If you can dream it, Award World can make it happen. Visit them Monday through Friday from 8 to 5 or call 812-425-4571 to explore their offerings.
You've got places to go, and Better Banking can help you and your money go further. Are you ready to take your money to new heights? Get a flexible high-yield checking account that lets you customize your interest rate so you can keep your finances headed in the right direction. With Elevate Checking from United Fidelity Bank, you're in control of how much you earn. You can raise your rate with a few easy steps, like using your mobile banking app or getting your paychecks by direct deposit. Get more ways to earn more with Elevate Checking and start earning 4.00% APY. Learn more at unitedfidelity.com/elevate or visit your local banking center. Must meet certain criteria to qualify. Rates may change at any time without notice after the account is opened. APY is accurate as of August 1st, 2024. $25 minimum deposit required to open. Fees or other conditions could reduce earnings on the account. Member FDIC.
putting a bow on what's been a fun show here on week 6 of the Central Football Show with the head coach Brandon Artis. I'm Brad Klein, happy to be with you. And the Bears going for their second win of the year against Jasper on Friday. So, coach, what's the scouting report on Jasper? What have they shown you on tape so far this year, about halfway through?
To be honest with you, Jasper is who they are. Jasper is going to be Jasper. They offensively dive, keep pitch, right? And that wing tee, you got to be willing to stand up in the trenches and understand that it's going to be the same thing over and over and over again. You got to stop it, right? And so defensively, they've shown that they're going to give you – they want you to think that you have certain things, and they're going to – they dictate the strength, and they dictate where they want you to go. And so we just got to be very conscious of that and understand that we have to figure out our brand of football and play our brand of football. Got to keep the ball away from them. We got to outscore them. I know it's going to be tough stopping them just with the that's just that offense is tough to stop. So we have to control the pace of the game, get the clock on our side. I know they'll be a tough team. They're very tough in the trenches. They got some kids that's going to fly around. They got a bunch of kids playing both ways, just like us. So it's the same thing, right? And so who's going to be willing to play four quarters of the football? And that's going to dictate and determine the outcome of the game.
You know, Coach, you mentioned Jasper and their extremely unique offense. I know that you guys, the staff, you're going to be ready. But how do you prepare the kids, some kids who have never seen an offense like it, for that, especially on the defensive side of the ball? How are they getting ready to face that unique Jasper offense?
Well, we have some young coaches on our staff that play some scout team quarterback and just some different things. We're just trying to mimic their offense and make our scout team guys play their roles well. And so we're going to focus on that mainly for our scout team. They're gonna be the center point of being successful for Friday night, and just how well they carry out what Jasper does throughout this week.
Now, Coach, you said you got some young coaches on the team, but you're not old. Come on now, get in there, get in scout team. What are you doing?
Sometimes I play scout team quarterback, but we got guys like Malcolm DeFries, who's a part of that state team, that's still pretty young. I think he's like 23, so I'll let him and Razel Joyner and those kind of guys do that kind of stuff.
Just saying that don't shut the door that's not closed already, all right? It's open. Go ahead and run out there and do what you do.
Yeah, that's funny.
Against Jasper again on Friday night, looking for your second win of the year, Central Football, and the head coach Brandon Artis here on WREF. Now, Coach, Jasper, let's turn the table. If you can kind of read Tony Lewis's mind for a second as they prepare for you, what do you think is on maybe the first page of their scouting report and trying to get ready for the Bears?
Run the ball. If I'm Tony, I'm going to run the ball. I'm going to run into the boundary. I'm going to run some counter stuff because we haven't shown that we can stop that stuff. And that's what I would do. If I'm him, I'm going to run the ball. We have some really good athletes at corner and safety. So no team really has passed on us, but running the ball is what I would do if I'm Jasper.
That's Brandon Artis, the head coach for Central, looking for their second win of the year against Jasper on Friday night. Coach, really, really appreciate your time. Good luck on Friday. Excited to see what you guys put out there.
Thank you. Appreciate you.
You got it. All right, you've been listening to Week 6 of the Central Football Show here on WREF, 97.7 FM, The Ref. Always the right call. You have been listening to the Central Football Show on WREF, 97.7 FM, ESPN Radio, and online at listentotheref.com. Today's show has been brought to you by ERA First Advantage Realty, Max Dedman Agent, Gary's Body Shop, by Award World Trophies, Evansville Estate Emporium, and by United Fidelity Bank. This Central Football Show has been another sports presentation of Evansville Sports Programming Incorporated and WREF, 97.7 FM, ESPN Radio.
ESPN 97.7 WREF, Sebring, Henderson, and Evansville. ESPN 97.7 The Ref.